Money Show.
The markets.
Well, markets were amazing today. Started on a positive note, then went into the red briefly, and in the last hour, there was this huge rally, and the JSE ended up stronger on the day, nearly 3% up. From Wealth and Investments at First National Bank, Wayne McCurry joins us on the line from Johannesburg. Was there a specific catalyst for that last-minute jump in the markets, Wayne?
Yes, the U.S. markets are going up. So they're up, S&P's up about 5%. Look, I mean, as we have known over the last 2 weeks or so, it could be down 10 tomorrow again, who knows, but at the moment the U.S. markets are up strongly, and certainly as soon as the U.S. futures starting to indicate that, our market went up on the back of that. But understand, Bruce, there is going to be unprecedented liquidity injections, low interest rates worldwide into the world's economy to try and counteract all the effects of the virus. And you're doing it in a global economy where, just talking purely about inflation, you actually have massive deflationary forces, guys. The biggest deflationary forces I've ever seen. So in other words, literally trillions of dollars in various formats, fiscal, monetary, quantitative easing, everything is going to be injected into the world economy.
Now, we're dealing with a health crisis. The last time we had a big crisis, 2008, it was a financial crisis. It was a man-made catastrophe. Yes. It was a result of financial engineering. You can undo that kind of stuff using financial tools. You can't undo a global health emergency using financial tools. You can make us feel less financially desperate, but you're not going to solve the health crisis. And that's what's different this time.
Yes, I mean, but Bruce, I've also learned that every single time is different, but it cannot be a bad thing to inject massive amount of liquidity into a sharply slowing world economy. As I said, I don't know whether it will have the same effect as what it did in 2008 and on previous occasions, because, as you correctly said, this is caused by a completely different reason, but it can't be a bad thing.
No, absolutely. I mean, so today it was interesting to see Sasol come out with an announcement. I mean, if you can choose a worse time in history to come out with an announcement saying, hey, guys, I know you've been trusting us for years and years and years with your money, but you know what? We need more of your money, and we're going to need that in June, July this year. I mean, a terrible capital raising announcement out of Sasol
today. Yeah, at this share price, it is terrible. So maybe it's even more harsh words to describe than that. And I listened to what Fleetwood said in your interview, but a week ago they said, we're okay. And I came to exactly the same conclusion that you came to when they gave that announcement that a rights issue is not on the cards. So all of a sudden now a rights issue is on the cards. But remember, buying a Sasol share price now, you're essentially paying option money.
Yeah, but do you trust them? Because unfortunately, Sasol has told us many things over the years about, oh, no, we're on time and on budget. No, definitely we've got it sorted out this time. No, we definitely don't need, oh, no, we need capital. It comes down to trust.
Yes, but, you know, Sasol still is a major organization that is, you know, the fall from 600 Rand to 200 Rand is Sasol's fault. The fall from 200 to 30 is 50-50 Sasol's fault and the OPEC's fault, because they would not be in this position, even with the lower oil price, if they didn't have all the debt from the Lake Charles.
Yeah.
But yes, as I said earlier on, you buy Sasol now, you're paying option money.
And then another story, a report today on Bloomberg saying, quoting an airline consultant, saying this coronavirus is going to bankrupt most airlines in the world by the end of May. And it's, again, terrible timing. SAA's got its business rescue practitioners, which have got to come out with their plan by the end of March. And today, Comair, which is against the ropes as well, we saw their terrible results a couple of weeks ago, say that they've parted ways with Glenn Osmond, who for a bit was the joint chief executive, then the head of the airline business, and also the head of operations. One's been retrenched and one's been retired off. And Comair has had a massive overhaul in its boardroom. It's a company in deep flux.
Yes, and this is going to be anyone who's at all directly involved with moving people, entertaining people, feeding people, transporting people in any format whatsoever is going to find obviously, this is probably the worst they've ever seen in that particular part of the industry. But just two quick comments. Number one, the whole economy cannot be shut down because we've got to eat. And a famine would be way worse than COVID-19 virus. So you must understand, there is a limit as to how much you can shut down the economy and tell everyone to stay at home. So that's the first point. I mean, the second point is, I don't know whether it'll happen in South Africa, but certainly the same as the banks in 2008, all the major airlines worldwide will be given liquidity by the government or the central bank or some authority to stay in business, because we cannot have the world airline industry, because eventually we want to fly again, that it can't all go bankrupt. So there's going to be huge bailouts, same as the car makers were bailed out, the banks were bailed out, American building societies were bailed out, Freddie and Fannie. It's going to happen now as well. These companies are going to get very cheap or free money from the central bank and or the government.
I mean, are you feeling shell-shocked, battered, bruised, broken, Wayne? How are you feeling? You're traditionally somebody who's able to see through the clutter and the noise. Is it too early to try and start looking through it?
I'm feeling all of those pre-mentioned, all of those emotions that you mentioned. But there's one other thing I must add. No different to any other bear market I've ever been through. You feel exactly the same. You feel all hope is lost. Jump off a cliff. There's no future. The world as we know it has changed. So it felt exactly the same in 2008, in 2003, in 1998, in 1992, in 1987. I'm not quite old, so I don't remember 69 like Shapiro. But it's no different to the way you felt then. And somehow we're still here. We still recovered. We will get over this. It is an absolutely normal bear market, even though the bear market has originated because of for different reasons. It's a bear market, and that's what happens in the bear market.
Wayne McCurry, thank you. Wealth and Investments at First National Bank.